This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coach Jay Lucas, man, I just want to say congratulations to you, man, on your head coaching job down there at the University of Miami. To you, that's what they call it, man. They're going to welcome you with open arms. It's all nothing but love down there. It's all family. And I know you're going to have a great time. Congratulations to you and your family. And go ahead and do big things, man. Truly an unbelievable accomplishment. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck. And you got my support. You got all our support down there, man, that we've been able to accumulate over the years down there in the 305. So go ahead and do your thing, and we'll be watching for sure. Salute to you.
Yo, Jay, man, you come from a heritage of great basketball minds. Congratulations to you and your entire family on a Miami job. Respect.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, that's a good way to start it, man. Little LeBron and D. Wade, who know the Lucas family. And, yes, the Canes' new head basketball coach, Jay Lucas, joins us this morning. Coach, congratulations. That had to be pretty cool to hear LeBron and D. Wade with a big welcome to South Florida.
It was really cool. You know, a big thing that I believe in is relationships. And, you know, I try not to bother people for too much, but just through the years, those relationships, when I need them, they always come through. So I appreciate them for their words of encouragement.
Well, listen, first of all, welcome to South Florida. I think everybody was fired up a long, long time ago. And speaking of that, I mean, your name kind of pops up and I go, oh, my God, Duke's getting ready to come and play in Coral Gables. I was wondering, everybody kind of knew you were going to be the guy. What was that like being on the other bench knowing you were going to be on the other side real soon?
Well, it was a little bit awkward, I will say. But, you know, nothing was done yet. We were still kind of talking and in communications, but I felt like it was moving that direction. You know, so I was still excited about the moment, but still being on the other side trying to win the game. So it was a little bit different, but I'm happy to be here now and to be the head coach.
Hey, and I got to follow it up with, like, for you to leave, and I know today's world, you got to leave right away. It's a different world, the transfer portal, and you got to make decisions. You're in the middle always of recruiting, but you're sitting there with that Duke team at 28-3, looking like they got a really good chance to win this whole thing. To have to leave that when you built up those relationships, I know you recruited a lot of those guys. How hard was that?
It was extremely hard. It's one of the hardest things I've had to do. And it's like you said, the biggest thing is just the relationship and the bond you build with the players. And then also being at the start of the new program with Coach Shire at Duke, and you finally get to where you want to get to in year three, where you have the chance to compete for a national championship, made it tough. But at the end of the day, I felt like this was the right decision. And it really is a circumstance of just the environment now. This was the first year that the bottom three teams didn't make it to the ACC tournament. So Miami season was over a little bit earlier than normal. And so it gave me the opportunity to get a head start before all this portal and all this stuff starts to get kind of a bit of a jump. And I saw that as a bigger opportunity than the chance to chase a national championship.
I always wonder, now it's your program down here, and you got to make tough decisions across the board. First of all, you've had to meet with the former coaches to see if any of those guys that you want to keep. And then on top of that, you got young, talented players. You've got guys you don't know if they're going to stay or not. What has that process been like over the last few days?
It's been interesting, you know. But the biggest thing is just having honest conversations with people and trying to give them as much clarity as I can give them right now, which is hard because the portal hasn't opened. Some seasons aren't open, so my staff is still kind of in disarray of trying to get people who may still be in the NCAA tournament or still in the NBA season. So it's a lot of unknown right now. And I was just kind of explaining to them that I will give them as much clarity as it comes to me. And I just kind of tried to tell them as much as I could in the moment.
Do you have a pretty good idea right now after meeting with maybe not so much your coaching staff, but the players? And I know you know a lot of them. A lot of them were recruited by, you know, a lot of different schools, on who's going to stay or who you want to stay and who might be leaving?
I don't. And I would say, you know, my intention coming down here was that I was going to have to get a whole new team. And that's just kind of the climate of college basketball right now, with the ability to move whenever you want to. So I'm having those conversations like I just spoke of. I would, of course, like to keep a few of them just because I do think they align with how I want to play and my vision for the program. But also I'm going to have to bring in some of my own guys that fit my vision and I align with and I have some relationship with. So it's just being as clear as I can with them and being as clear as I can with both parties.
I had somebody tell me last night, I said, hey, I'm going to have Jay Lucas on. Oh, great, great. I said, this NIL and transfer portal, absolutely. If this is the way we're going to play the game in college basketball, you got the right guy that knows how to play it, is a great recruiter, will get out there with some support. He'll do just fine. Do you feel that way, this NIL and transfer portals? Not for every coach. A lot of the older guys in football and basketball said, I'm out. Too much for me to handle.
Yes, I do feel that way. And it is it's such a different world than what college athletics and college basketball has been. And that's why you've seen some of those older coaches and these pioneers of our game retire. But for me, this is kind of where I got my schooling and how I grew up, was in this NIL era and figuring out this transfer portal and stuff like that. So this is everything I'm accustomed to. So I'm excited to be in charge and be able to do it.
I feel like we do this in football a lot. Now we're doing it with you. For you, is this going to be equal, the high school recruiting as well as the transfer portal, getting a guy that's already proven at a university that's, you know, is a darn good player to join your team? How do you treat it?
Yeah, it'll be a mix. You know, the biggest thing is getting people that fit and team. Making a team is the hardest part in the portal. You know, it's so easy to just try to go out and get all these good players from all these other places. But if they don't fit and they don't align, then it's hard to win. I think you've seen that a lot in college basketball. So, you know, my plan is to get a few high school kids, you know, maybe let's say three or four, and then filter it in with some guys out the portal. And then hopefully you have a few high school kids that can stay for 2 or 3 years and build a program. And you become older with them, but also you kind of supplement the things you need with the portal. So it's just having a good mix and a good balance of how to attack it.
I wonder, because we talked about this yesterday for a long time about you and the Duke situation, because you guys have such great chemistry if you watch Duke play. Of course, you also have a guy right out of high school that's the best player in the country, going to probably be the first overall pick in the draft. But the money, like you're talking about high school guys getting paid for the first time and you know, in a lot of cases have never had any money. And how do you find a guy that's not just about the money but has drive to be great, not only in college, but wants to be a great NBA player? How do you go about finding that thing?
Really, you really have to do your homework, and you really have to really evaluate and intel, get as much intel as you can, not only as them as a basketball player, but as a person. Because it is life-changing money, and it is a completely new world that they're coming into also. So you have to get some of their qualities, see their intangibles, look in their pedigree. And that's a big part of it. And that's a big reason why you have a little bit bigger staffs now with being able to do that and go from there. And then, you know, just attacking it that way is just getting as much information as you can before having to make a decision.
You're known as a great recruiter, one of the best in the business. And I always wonder what makes a great recruiter when I hear, hey, that guy's one of the best in the country. Every staff wants that guy, and you've been one of those guys. What makes you such a great recruiter compared to another guy that's doing the same thing you're doing?
That's a great question. You know, for me, it's just building those relationships with parents, with players, but also with AAU coaches and just people throughout the country and the world really now, because the game is such a world game. Just building those relationships and getting to the point where people trust you and you can have open and honest conversations with them and you feel like you can live up to your word and your offer to deliver them, but also showing everybody your value and development and how you're going to help them, how you're going to make them reach their dreams, their goals, their aspirations, not only as a player, but also as a person. And I think that's the biggest thing. And what my program will hopefully do that will separate everything else is our development and what we're able to do with the guys that we get.
Coach, I know it's early, and I know there's a couple of brothers on their way to play at Duke. How good's overall the talent here in South Florida in basketball?
The South Florida talent is great. And that was one of the things that made the job so appealing. And it's not just, you know, something that may be going to college this year. It's the next couple of years. You have a few guys that I feel could be impact players right away in the 26th class, but also in the 27th class. So, you know, having that type of high school talent that you feel you can get and kind of supplement that talent with older guys made this job really appealing.
The other thing must pop up all the time because, you know, I heard you're getting a job and I go, oh, man, John Lucas, are you kidding me? That's his son? Oh, my God. I still remember growing up and your dad showing a basketball as a great basketball player and had that tennis racket. Because I'm a tennis junkie, and people are already getting on me that don't hit him with a bunch of tennis stuff, man. It's not fair. Did you pick up the tennis racket as a kid as well?
That is my first love. Tennis is my first love. That was the first sport my dad taught me and my brother. And then I just kind of liked more the hoopla that came with basketball.
That's awesome.
You know, so as I got older, I stopped playing tennis, but I still play tennis. It's kind of my thing that keeps me active. I don't want to sound like I'm 60-year-old by saying that.
That's all right. I'm in my 60s, so that's all right. You're joining the club. All the older people listening right now love you, man. You're good.
Yeah, so I love tennis. It's one of my favorite sports.
Hey, so I do have to ask you. You must go on. Everybody's asking. Your dad has done so much in basketball and helping people. You must say, I know you're proud of your father, but is anybody, you must get, how's your dad doing? You must get that all the time, huh? Everywhere.
I do, and I appreciate it because of how I feel about him and his impact he's had, not only on the sport, but people's lives in general. So it's a special thing to grow up and be raised by somebody like that. I am never ashamed to talk about him because of how important and how special a person he is.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I got to ask you this high school thing. And again, as you know, we got great high school sports down here in this beautiful weather and everything. But I have learned that if players aren't happy, even they come in as a true freshman, if they ain't playing, a lot of times they ain't staying. Is that going on everywhere? Is that just my eyes seeing stuff down here? Or is that just the way it is to tell a guy, be patient, you're going to be great, work hard, work at both ends, we're going to get you playing time, you're in the future plans. Does that work?
It does work, but your staff and your messages to parents and agents and everybody around the kids and to the student athlete is so vital and so important. Because if they're not playing, they're already getting recruited by somebody else telling them, oh, you know, it's not working out there. You can come here. Maybe we can give you more money and this opportunity. So you really have to have great relationships and kind of like I showed them the value of what will it look like for them. But it also goes into recruiting and telling these kids and student athletes that there is a path for you to play. There is a vision I have for you. As long as you execute and do your job, you should be able to do it.
I got to ask you this one, because a lot of things through the years until recently, people used to complain about the facilities, and all of a sudden University of Miami, as you know now, put a real emphasis on improving facilities. How are your basketball facilities right now as far as for your recruiting and where you're going to play?
They're great. You know, we have a new field house that they remodeled a couple years ago. A new weight room, new training room, two full practice courts. The same thing we have at Duke. The offices and everything is above par. There's some things that we need to touch up and change a little bit, which we will. You know, but the biggest thing for me is just putting the product out there and putting an exciting team so we can pack the Watts Cup.
How quickly before you start hitting the road, when does that start going to all your favorite places to see players?
That already started yesterday.
Okay.
So it started as soon as I could to kind of get started. And I'll be out, you know, these first couple of weeks, I'll just be out in the state trying to get to all these great high school players and seeing the coaches and just starting to build these relationships. And once the portal opens on the 24th, I'll be out again recruiting the college kids. So it has already started.
Coach, it's been great, man. I know you got a ton of things going on, and I really appreciate you spending some time with us and let me get that tennis thing in. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be down here, and I just want to say go Canes.
All right, there you have it. Coach Jay Lucas, the Canes' new head basketball coach, going to be hitting the road. We got more stuff to get to here. It was great, though, to get an idea and just how – what the game plan is, and getting after it here. Told you got to be a young dude, man. It's a young
surprised
dude
you didn't challenge him to a match.
No, I didn't do that. I figured when he told me hit that, start playing a young man. I'm guessing that anybody in that family's damn good at tennis right now.
That made you very happy.
The only thing is that clay. I wonder how much time he spent on that South Florida clay.
Go down to the
a little easier on
that. Go down to the school. They got those nice courts over there.
No, they're hard court, man, dummy.
Can't play on those?
Hell no, I'm not playing on those. I won't last. I'll be down at Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables, seeing those doctors at Baptist Health.
Well, it's close by, so you're being in good shape.
Thanks. Thanks, Jerky.
Drag your ass over there.
I appreciate that. Hey, you ready to protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing? You've been talking about it, that old leaky roof, right? Replace your old roof and pay later. How's that sound? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews for you to check out. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Nobody does it like Loctite Impact. Darn good at what they do. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Learn more about them. You're going to like them. They're in West Broward, 954-500-LOCK. Start talking to their professionals covering all of South Florida today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.